You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show was first aired September 29th, 2023.
Well, it is a rapidly evolving story. On the other hand, the core fundamentals haven't changed in iota. So, you know, we still have a government here that is not working in the best interest of the people, that's beholden to a handful of billionaire developers, that doesn't matter whether it's a Greenbelt Ontario place, science center, healthcare, education, whatever. There's just so many consistent patterns of a government not working in the best interest of the people.
The evolving changes with Ontario's Greenbelt have been challenging for media to follow and have necessitated many updates. CKMS News was ready to broadcast an interview with Kevin Thomason of the Grand River Environmental Network on September 21st. For quite a while now, Kevin has been organizing against Ontario's Conservative government's plans to develop the ecologically important lands of the protected Greenbelt. And then, minutes before it went to air, Doug Ford announced he would be reversing the Greenbelt land deal, saying, quote, "I am very, very sorry. It was a mistake to open the Greenbelt," unquote. He added his actions were, quote, "with the best of intentions," unquote, and that he, quote, "prides himself on keeping his promises," unquote. With the 2018 promises to never develop the Greenbelt in mind, Ford once again promised he, quote, "won't make any changes to the Greenbelt in the future," unquote.
"I made a promise to you that I wouldn't touch the Greenbelt. I broke that promise. And for that, I'm very, very sorry. I pride myself on keeping our promises. It was a mistake to open the Greenbelt. It was a mistake to establish a process that moved too fast. This process, it left too much room for some people to benefit over others. It caused people to question our motives. As a first step to earn back your trust, I'll be reversing the changes we made and won't make any changes to the Greenbelt in the future. Because even if you do something for the right reasons, with the best of intentions, it can still be wrong."
CKMS also did a follow-up interview with Kevin Thomason to see how his perspective has changed now that the Greenbelt decision has been reversed. In this updated interview, Kevin Thomason maintains his position that despite the Conservatives' recent reversal on the development of the Greenbelt, the Ford government is, quote-unquote, corrupt, arguing that the Greenbelt was not the only area where Ford is attempting to take ecologically important lands under the guise of the housing crisis and, quote, "give it to developers," unquote. Noting that, quote, "the RCMP do not investigate favoritism, they investigate crime," unquote. Kevin also spoke of the ongoing resistance to Doug Ford's plans, including Highway 413 construction, Highway 7 expansion, forcing housing sprawl over the ecologically important lands with ministerial zoning orders, and other patterns of behavior from the Ford government which are, quote, "not serving the best interest of Ontarians," unquote. Now for the interview with Kevin Thomason of the Grand River Environmental Network. Now that Ford has reversed his decision on the Greenbelt lands and announced he made a mistake, has your perception of the Premier or the direction he is leading Ontario changed?
No, not at all. Not at all. It hasn't changed one iota. He's just been caught and called out, and this is just a small setback for him. And he won't change his ways. He's had 6 years to change his ways. And, you know, there's just too many parallels to every single thing that Doug Ford has done. You know, right from the very first days in office, when he canceled all the green energy contracts, so stupidly and short-sightedly, at the same time the rest of the world's racing towards wind and solar, he cancels all our wind and solar and then doesn't replace it with anything. And now we're faced with dire electricity shortages this coming winter and even worse next year as Pickering goes offline. And they're scrambling to try to keep nuclear power plants, the oldest nuclear power plant in the world, running. That doesn't sound like a recipe for success. And they're firing up all kinds of fossil gas plants. Well, at a time of skyrocketing energy prices, why in the world are we building more gas plants when under climate change and the Paris Accords, we shouldn't be burning any more fossil fuel? So, you know, we can see these patterns right from the beginning. And you know, that's just on green energy. You know, there's still hundreds of MZOs, forced boundary expansions that follow the exact same parallels of the green belt of no public consultation, land mysteriously decided upon that is magically owned by developers with no rationale, no justification, no explanation given. We've got the Conservation Authority sell-off that's just about to begin. I think their deadline is December 1st to identify the parcels that they're going to sell off, which is absurd. You know, these are lands that we need to be protecting more lands and doing more for flood control and resilience and climate change, not selling it off for housing and building in floodplains. You know, this is not a government that's working in the best public interest in any way, form, or manner.
He has changed his direction on the Greenbelt. Do you think this could indicate something better for housing?
We'll see. We need them, as I just mentioned, that incredibly long list of things, and that's still just some of them. We need this government to change direction on a lot of things. Frankly, as I mentioned, it needs to be working in the best interest of the people, not in the interest of developers. We need these forest urban boundary expansions in Hamilton and Ottawa and Waterloo that are completely unnecessary and are costing thousands of acres of farmland and is unaffordable infrastructure. We can't, when we've got so much existing development lands already slated, so much white belt and grayfield and brownfield, you know, industrial former lands that are within city boundaries, close to transit, close to infrastructure. It's absurd to be out destroying these farm fields. And so, you know, in the end, there's so many things that needs to happen. You know, we need to make sure that regional planning authorities return to our regions and backtrack on that. We need to backtrack on the conservation authority cuts and restore their powers and duties and stop their land sell-off. We need them to cancel the declassification of provincially significant wetlands. You know, some of these conservation authorities are saying up to 85% of their wetlands are now standing to be declassified and degraded. We need these wetlands for flood control and resistance and groundwater recharge or whatever more than ever. We need to repeal the unfettered ability to expand settlement area boundaries at any time for any reason. You know, communities should need to be growing in a organized, consistent, coherent manner, not just any time a developer comes to council wanting it. You know, we still have the corruption here. We still need these investigations continued by the Auditor General, the Integrity Commissioner, the RCMP, you know, not just the Greenbelt scandal, but as I mentioned, there's some awfully questionable MZOs. These urban boundary expansions that have been forced are so questionable. You can see Hamilton fighting it tooth and nail, Waterloo quite concerned about it, Ottawa quite concerned about it. There's just so many things that we need to touch on. And we still haven't even talked about things like Highway 413 or the Bradford Bypass, healthcare, Ontario Place, education, so many other things that don't seem to be in the best interest of the public.
Getting back to the apology or the admitting of a mistake by Doug Ford, is this enough?
No, it's not. It's not nearly enough in any way. It took 11 months for this apology and for him to backtrack. And so now he's finally 11 months into, almost a year into things, clued in that this is the wrong way to go. You know, an apology and saying he's sorry. When a thief robs a bank, even if they return with the money, it doesn't mean a crime wasn't committed. The corruption here, the greed, we've already lost two, maybe three cabinet ministers, plus several senior staffers who've all resigned already. They weren't resigning because the premier was apologizing. They're resigning because they broke the law. You know, this is not minor things here. We have a government that is corrupt. The only reason that they've stopped right now is because we finally caught them red-handed and called them out, although we've suspected this for a long time. And I've just mentioned dozens of other things that are equally suspect.
Now, one last one, and it's around a word you've used quite a few times. It's corruption. In Doug Ford's apology, he did say the process favorited some people over others. Do you think he admitted to the fact that favoritism and that happened in his government?
The process was so flawed. There's no other way to call it. The RCMP is not investigating favoritism. The RCMP is investigating crimes, and crimes potentially worth billions of dollars. This is serious stuff that people go to jail for. You know, these are politicians breaking the law, breaking confidentiality laws, breaking procedures, and breaking decades-old ensconced practices. There's all kinds of safeguards and proper procedures put in to prevent exactly what happened here, that this government purposely overrode, purposely kept civil servants in the dark or worked in secrecy. There was reasons why there was no public consultation on any of this stuff. It was because it was all scandalous, and their only reason they've apologized is because we've called them out and they've been caught. If we didn't call them out and they weren't caught, they'd still be doing it, still be getting away with it. So I think we have to go back to what was the intentions of this government. What were they trying to do, and who were they really serving? And what was the purpose of this? And as a result, now we now have tens of thousands of people who still don't have the housing they need. We've got this mess. The taxpayers are going to be on the hook for millions, if not billions of dollars, and years of litigation from every angry developer out there. It's an entire fiasco that is really just getting started, no matter how much the premier begs and grovels for an apology. He's the one who started this. And as I said, this is a consistent pattern we've seen for more than 6 years, right from the very first day when they were in government. It's absurd. We need governments that are going to be serving the people, that are working proactively and delivering the services we need, not spending their time trying to enrich themselves and their buddies and only backtracking when they're caught and called out and in such egregious manners that the OPP, Integrity Commissioner, Auditor General, and RCMP are investigating. This isn't the end of it. In many ways, this is just the beginning. And I have a feeling it's going to be pretty ugly in the months ahead. And we still have a lot of things that need to get done. All the right things still need to happen. We still need the affordable housing. We still need our environment protected. We still need to be meeting our climate change goals. We've just had a government that has wasted 6 years in moving us away from all of those things that we need to be doing and wasting billions of dollars in the process.
You are listening to an interview with Kevin Thomason of the Grand River Environmental Network, discussing the Ford government's direction and the ongoing Greenbelt scandal.
You can learn more about Kevin Thomason's work at the Grand River Environmental Network by going to gren.ca. In a statement to CKMS News on September 13th, just days before Ford's Greenbelt reversal announcement, Kitchener-Conestoga PC MPP Mike Harris Jr. said that he supported Ford's direction, writing that the Conservative government will continue with their plan to build homes on quote-unquote non-sensitive Greenbelt lands, claiming that this was, quote, requested by many municipalities, unquote. Harris concluded, quote, I want to emphasize that under the continued leadership of our premier, our government will prioritize addressing the housing crisis, unquote. Following Ford's Greenbelt reversal announcement on the 21st of September, MPP Harris responded to CKMS News with a statement regarding the quick policy changes from his government, saying, quote, after extensive consultations with Cabinet, Caucus, and upon reviewing the public's response, the Premier decided that the Greenbelt would be preserved, unquote. Harris added that the government will maintain the protection on the lands that they had added to the Greenbelt to compensate for the lands that they had removed, and that, quote, as the process of reversing the decision is complex, more information will be released as it becomes available, unquote. CKMS News has asked MPP Harris about the corruption allegations and the criminal investigation, but did not receive a response by the time of publication. CKMS News will continue to provide updates to this ongoing story. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in.
This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.